Let's take it from the top. Hot off the wipe, baby. With my people's Britney, bitch.
Former hip-hop manager Jimmy Henchman will not serve additional jail time for a 2009 murder of a G-Unit member. They said during the trial it was a mistrial because the witnesses weren't credible. But he's still serving a life sentence for crimes associated with drug trafficking. Lil Boosie's press conference today, New Orleans at 2. You can watch it at BoosieSpeaks.com. Robin Thicke, it's his birthday, by the way. He was finally seen without his ring. Hopefully that doesn't mean he's giving up on his marriage. So Lil Mo is back in the game. Rumor has it that the R&B diva and her husband split up. He even stopped filming the show with her back in December. So it's kind of been a minute, but she's moved on to a boxer who's all over her Instagram.
Wow.
Albert, if your chances with Nicki Minaj weren't impossible before, they totally are now. She celebrated 10 years together with her boo, SB, and Cabo.
That don't mean anything.
Frank Ocean, who, by the way, legally changed his name from Chris Edwin to Frank Ocean, He's being sued by Chipotle for over $200,000. He backed out of a commercial he was supposed to do because they put their logo on it. He thought it was just supposed to be about responsible farming. Tops at the box office this weekend. Number one was 300 Rise of an Empire with $45 million, followed by that kid movie, Mr. Peabody and Sherman. Number three was Nonstop, four, The Lego Movie, and five, Son of God. I'm Britton. That's your Hot Off the Wire. If I missed anything, hit me up on Twitter at @2prettybritty. And for more stories, you can go to the Russ Parr. MorningShow.com.